So hello, everybody. My name is Scott Tropy. I'm from Massachusetts, the project manager for Maven, which is our web-based surveillance system. And as they say, it takes a village. So I've dragged along Kathleen Roosevelt, who is our the Refugee Immigrant Health Program liaison. She was instrumental, as well as our IT team, in building this particular module and then getting it rolled out to the refugee program at the state level. And then we recently just started a pilot project with several of our local boards of health in Massachusetts. So we'll also go through the presentation pretty quick, so if anybody needs a copy of the presentation, we can certainly send it to you, and then we'll jump on and actually show you what a refugee program person would see, a local board of health, and also give you an example of as a piece of paper or an electronic measles event would come into the state, how that gets entered, how it notifies the local boards of health. So we'll give you an example of this whole process. So with that said, today we're going to talk about Maven. We stole the name Maven from the Consilient software because it stands, we chose it because it stands for Massachusetts Virtual Epidemiologic Network. So we take that ownership. We did ask Consilient and they agreed. So we rightly use it all the time. Joy sitting here giving me a look. We did ask you, I remember specifically. We're going to talk about some protocols that we have for receiving that electronic data and how we get the data from the EDN, the Electronic Data Network feed from CDC. We download the attachments, which creates family events, which creates individual events linked back to that main refugee family. And again, Kathleen's going to go through that. We're going to talk about the role of that information and how it's used in public health practice at a local level. In Massachusetts, we don't have county-based government. We have 351 towns. Each town has a local board of health that consists of 3 members, 5 members. Some have a public health nurse, some don't. Some, it's the dog catcher, who is a registered sanitarian who gets stuck doing the case investigation and follow-up. So it's a hybrid of local boards of health. We're currently rolling out Maven. We have it rolled out to about 212 local boards of health. We recently regulated the practice and use of Maven across the state to all boards of health. So as you know, any state health department loves acronyms, the more the better, to confuse everybody. So one of the things I want to point out is EDN, Electronic Data Notification System, or Electronic Data Network. VOLAG, which is a voluntary agency, the resettlement's kind of just stuck in there, but they call it a VOLAG. And this is the agency that sponsors a refugee coming in, and then they're responsible for interacting with us at the state level and the locals where these people reside throughout the different communities. This is pre-Maven, as you can see. Over to the right, there were a lot of different silo systems. I think everybody has existing silo systems. We're slowly rolling those into the Maven product. When we bought Maven in 2005, we decided to bring in all of the diseases and TB at the same time. It's a little crazy, but that's what we decided to do. Went for the whole shebang, so to speak. So we wanted to integrate surveillance across the Bureau of Infectious Disease to help us implement those standards that we like to talk about a lot, implement the quality assurance and control measures, create a single point of contact for the Bureau. So what we did is we formed ISIS back in 2004, which again allowed for that information to be triaged across the different program levels as well as out to the local boards of health, and then coordinate the data exchange up to the CDC. And also, with limited IT resources, we could better leverage those different IT resources in one central space at the Bureau level, which allows us to make the changes to Maven, such as adding this refugee model. And we've done this in a phased approach since 2005. So again, ISIS was formed in 2004, and it just stands for the Integrated Surveillance and Informatics Group. It's about 25 of us in this particular group, epidemiologists, informaticist, analyst, and data entry. We have a liaison to each one of the program areas. So there's a liaison to the EPI program, which is the general EPI diseases, immunization diseases. Kathleen is the refugee liaison TB, and then we have an STD liaison. We're currently working on bringing STD into Maven as well, and hopefully that will happen by the end of this year. We bought Maven in 05. We built it in a year. We turned it on at the state level in a year, and then we started rolling it out to the locals in 06, shortly after we turned it on for the state group. 07, we rolled in the TB module, and then we started again at that, rolling it out to the locals, and then 2010, we turned on the refugee module. So after Maven came into play, we had the different programs or modules, TB, epi immunization, outbreak management, the foodborne, de-identified refugee, and then STD, again, is going to come at the end of the year. We have about 67 hospitals reporting to us electronic data coming into Maven that feeds and creates those events that then notify us at the state level and the local boards of health level. We have electronic medical record data coming in from Atrius Health, I believe, one of the HMOs in Massachusetts. We have a syndromic piece, and then again that laboratory piece. And then ultimately the data gets brought out of Maven and sent to CDC. So I'm going to turn it over to Kathleen, who's going to talk about the program itself and how Maven is used, and then again we'll give you a demo of creating a measles event at the state, how it interplays with refugee group, and how it interplays with the locals. So,
thanks, Scott. So as Scott mentioned, I'm the liaison to the Refugee and Immigrant Health Program, and sometimes people ask me, what is the Refugee and Immigrant Health Program doing within a Bureau of Infectious Diseases? And so the answer to that is that their major goal is to improve the general health status of refugee populations with a specific focus on the control of infectious diseases. And as you might imagine, refugees have unique healthcare needs in general because of their journeys to the United States. And so these needs are somewhat different than the general American population. In Massachusetts, we receive about 2,000 newly arrived refugees every year, and this map shows the resettlement areas. As you can see, most of the resettlement is among the is in the major cities, so Boston, Worcester, and Springfield are where most people resettle. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the refugee migration process. So the process starts when a person flees his or her home country and then takes up temporary residence in a host country. And this residence can be in a refugee camp or in an urban setting. And from there, the person may apply for third country resettlement. And they are there then referred to a U.S. program. And usually the application for resettlement is done as a family unit. And before they leave that host country, they must undergo a medical exam in that host country before they're admitted to the United States. And this medical exam can identify conditions that are excludable under U.S. immigration law, and it also identifies Class A and B conditions. So then in Massachusetts, the refugees come and are assisted by a voluntary resettlement agency. These could be agencies such as Lutheran Social Services or Catholic Charities. And they help with the getting the family really acquainted with the systems that are available to them in Massachusetts. Then the Refugee and Immigrant Health Program finds out about these newly arrived individuals through the EDN system, and I'm going to talk a lot more about that in a little bit. The Massachusetts Refugee and Immigrant Health Program also offers two domestic refugee health assessments, which are health appointments that are done at least 28 days apart and test for different infectious diseases, and also ensure that each individual is up to date on all immunizations. There's a network of 12 providers that is contracted through the Refugee and Immigrant Health Program, and the program also has community health workers that help the families through this process and help them with what to expect at the health assessments, and help also answer any questions after individuals have had those health assessments. So, as I said, the Refugee and Immigrant Health Program finds out about new arrivals through the EDN system. And before we actually went live with Maven, the process was very laborious, and it involved an epidemiologist logging on every day, printing out all of the overseas medical records for each individual, then printing out also three copies of a family summary page, walking these family summary pages over to various programs, especially to the TB program if anybody had any B1 TB conditions, then also looking through all the overseas medical documents and coding any conditions. And basically, there was a lot of paper involved. It wasn't very efficient, and it could take up to 6 hours every day for this epidemiologist. The systems that we had also were very disjointed. So there were three regional databases which collected all of the information that was related to outreach and case management. And these databases did not talk to each other. And there was a central office database that was housed in Boston that took all of the overseas health information in, and then also stored all of the refugee health assessment information, so the information from the domestic health assessments as well. But it only stored an address from the first point of arrival. It didn't talk to any of the other systems. It only gave the initial information to the other systems. They couldn't talk back to it. Then they didn't communicate with each other. So when somebody or a family moved into a different region of Massachusetts, they would have to data enter that information again. It would lead to mistakes. It would lead to information being out of sync. And then in addition to all of these different databases, we had Maven that was housing information about the TB program, or housing information for the TB program, EPI programs, and immunization programs. But they didn't know sometimes if those people were refugees. It's very disconnected. And this is what it looks like now post going live with Maven. We've developed a lot of tools for the program to use, and we've allowed appropriate communication and sharing of data in between different programs. And one of the things that we've developed is a feed with the EDN system to increase efficiency there. But I'm going to go through this this EDN download process in a lot of detail, actually. And you'll see that it's still not the most efficient system, and we're really open to taking any kind of criticism about it, because we would love to improve it even further. So every day, somebody in our surveillance office, usually me, logs into the site and accesses the EDN application. Then usually what I do is look on the alien list and make sure that Massachusetts has been notified of new arrivals for that day. And once that I see that we have, I go to the data downloads page and I enter in the notification date. So usually I enter notification dates for that day and then hit the generate download files. All of these links come up, and then I actually download six of these forms because there's actually a lot of repetitive information within these files. I then download all of these files, save them to a secure folder, and then import them into an Excel spreadsheet and use this Excel spreadsheet for a list of making sure that I've downloaded then the scan documents for each person that has come in for that day. So I use it as sort of a list to go through, but then you'll see we have an electronic feed which uses it to decipher the distinct individuals through the alien number, which is a unique ID for each person, and the case file number, which is a unique ID for each family. These are all dummy data, too. So I click on the alien list for each individual in that spreadsheet, and I then open up a new page, and for each principal applicant, so for the person who is sort of the head of household who has applied for resettlement in the United States, we download a family summary page, and then I go in and download on the view scan documents the medical, the overseas medical information for each individual. So this one is for this page is for the family, and this page is for each individual. Then I send the files to our IT department via FTP, and they run the EDN feed job, which parses the files, collects the data of interest, also queries Maven to make sure that the individuals don't already exist there, and if they do, then merges that information right in. Then it creates a family event for each refugee family coming in, an individual event for each person, attaches the appropriate PDFs, and then links the families to all of the appropriate family members in the via the refugee family link, and then finally sends out an automated email to some of us that has the Maven case IDs and also can tell us if anything went wrong. So if a PDF wasn't named correctly, then and it didn't attach for that reason, then we can find that out here, and we know that we have to go back into the EDN system and manually download and then attach to the event in Maven. So some improvements that we would like to see with the EDN system are we'd love it if we could download all of the overseas medical scans as a batch based on notification date. So all those PDFs that we have to go in to and download individually, it would be so wonderful if we could just get them all at once. And one of the reasons we really can't do that right now is because every one of every person's overseas medical scan is currently named the same thing. It's all named medical packages. So no one could decipher one from another. So that's a little frustrating for us. The other thing that we'd really like is if some of the information that's on that family summary page would actually be incorporated in the text documents, because then we would be able to load it directly into the event, and it's really important information like pre-departure treatments and what refugee camp people lived in before and what language each person speaks. So I talked a little bit about how we find out about new arrivals, and now I'm going to shift into talking about how we modeled the refugee and immigrant health module in Maven. So Maven is a person-based system, and so the refugee events are all linked to a person, which is the basis of information, so name, birth date, and address are stored in the person. And each refugee event is also linked to a refugee family event. And even if somebody comes in as just by themselves, not with other members of a family, we still have them linked to a refugee family event. So the refugee family event stores the information that's common to all of the family members. So examples of common information are the voluntary resettlement agency that's helping the family, nationality, date of entry, and outreach information. So that information is stored at the family level, and we're in the process right now of implementing copy-down functionality. And the what that means is that all these variables that are entered in at the family level will copy down into the individual events, so you'll be able to access it right there. This is a view of the family event screen, and you can see that we've developed some reports for case management that can be launched directly from the main page. These are the question packages, which are just basically groups of variables that house different categories of information. And these reports up here, as you can see, the address summary, CHW summary, those are case management reports that the community health workers use, and they can take right out into the field with them. The refugee family event is then linked to all of the family members. This is what a refugee individual event looks like. And one of the things that I want to point out is that you can see this green hyperlink to other disease events. And the disease events, it's possible to just do this because we have an integrated system. So the disease events are those events that the other programs have been using since 2005, since we launched MAVEN. So someone can click right on to view next to the hepatitis B event and open up that event and see the information there if they need to. So also, if somebody's in a hepatitis B event, then they can see that the person has a link to a refugee event. And this is really helpful because then they will know if they need language assistance. And if they do, they can call on our Refugee and Immigrant Health Program and we'll actually send out a community health worker into the field with them to help them with any kind of follow-up that they need to do. We've created a refugee health assessment form feed. So after those domestic health assessment appointments, there's a paper document that's sent back and records immunization information, TB tests, things like that. And those are scanned in, and once a week they're uploaded and attached to the refugee events. We have an outreach activity teleform. So when the community health workers go out into the field and speak with the families, they'll cover many topics, such as TB education, a general orientation to the healthcare system in Massachusetts and in the United States. And this form helps them keep track of what they've covered at each visit. Sometimes community health workers will go out and meet with families up to 4 times. And so this actually then allows us to see what's being covered and when. And we use optical character recognition technology so that the health workers can just fax this right in and it will automatically populate one of the outreach activity question package. These are workflows that we've developed for the program, and basically what this means is it's sort of an inbox or an electronic to-do folder, and it groups events that require similar action. We've created one of these to request labs, so this also wouldn't be possible to do unless we had an integrated system like we do. What this workflow does is when a reportable condition has been noted on a refugee health assessment form, MAVEN will query all of the data for that person and see if there was a disease report to the appropriate division within the Bureau of Infectious Diseases. And if there was not, then it will go into this workflow, the event will go into this workflow, and then usually I will look to see if there is some sort of a data entry error. So, for example, maybe a lab reported the condition but didn't use the right birth date or spelled the name incorrectly, then I can dedupe the two of the events or the people actually and merge them so that it's both affiliated with one person. And if a lab actually didn't report it, then we will send out this letter that's an automated letter that comes right out from our print documents and ask them to send the supporting laboratory information. And actually, we've had a great response rate of 77% since we started this in October, and it keeps getting better with people reporting back to us that, you know, they didn't report for one reason or another, and then we get that information into our system. We've created other reports for case management, quite a lot of them. We've created a report that will return information about refugees who've also had a reportable condition. And this really can give us some information about the health status of the refugee population in Massachusetts. And so just in conclusion, we've really tried to create a model that's a population model that's nested within an infectious disease surveillance system and try to take advantage of everything that we can to help the health of the refugee and immigrant population in Massachusetts. And there's always opportunities for improvement, and we keep working on these. So one of the things we're trying to do right now is roll the refugee module out to local boards of health in Massachusetts. We currently have 3 jurisdictions that are piloting the module, and we've had a good success so far. We're also giving refugee health assessment sites, so those providers that we contract with for the health assessments, access to the refugee and immigrant health program module. So I've been traveling around the state and training health centers, and what this allows them to do is they see only a limited amount of information. They see just some health information, but they do see the overseas medical documents, and so they can better prepare for when a patient is coming in. They can access those medical documents ahead of time, and then they'll know if they need to give immunizations or if there are any conditions that need to be addressed. And finally, we're trying to pilot right now electronic reporting of the refugee health assessment information so that it'll feed directly from the sites into Maven. So I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues. And if there are any questions, please feel free to contact me. And now I'm going to get on the actual site and just go through a refugee health program user perspective. So hopefully this will work. Is it going? Oh, good. Okay. So this is our training system. This is what we use to train our state and local users and also our community health center users. So I just logged in as a regional coordinator. And so it's the person who basically manages the community health workers that go out into the field. I just want to show you so what happens when a regional coordinator logs in, we've developed these workflows, and when the information comes in from EDN, somebody in the state office actually looks at that at each record, and it goes into this EDN record pending validation workflow, and then assigns a region to each family. So the regional coordinator will then go into the region notification workflow, and what he or she will normally do is then sort the workflow based on what region. So say I'm the regional coordinator from Boston, I'll then go in using this list to my first event, which is a refugee family event, and it's named with the eldest family member. I can link to the refugee individual events right here by clicking on View. But what I will normally do is go into the administrative question package, and I will say, yes, I confirm notification. I'll take note of the voluntary resettlement agency. And then I will go into the case management question package and assign a community health worker to assist with this case. From answering those variables, then this family will also go onto a case management report that can be generated to give out to community health workers and give them a list of the families they should be following up on in the field. I'm going to pass this over now to Scott, and he's going to log in actually as both an ISIS user and a local user and show a little bit about those perspectives.
So when I first got up here, I talked about the pilots. One of the pilot cities is Worcester, which is the third largest city in Boston. Massachusetts, and Boston, and Worcester. So, and we just recently had a measles case that they recently arrived, the family did, the kid was vaccinated, but it popped up into Maven, and it showed up in her workflow. And I think that it was a prime example of how we finally have given, or will be giving, the full state the access to these refugee family events, because what was happening was they were working on things in parallel, but they didn't really talk to one another. You would think that the two groups would talk, but they didn't. And so the Worcester Health Department would go out and knock on doors. They would send the nurses out to these individual families' doors to find out what was going on, and they didn't want to open the door because they were already working with somebody at the state. So they were like, who is these other people at the local level? And so integrating the locals with the refugee case manager has been invaluable, especially with this measles issue. So I logged in as what a data entry person would. And so, for instance, we have about 67 hospitals, laboratories reporting to us electronically. The data feeds into Maven, no human intervention. But for this example, I'm going to create a measles event. And this is where we would get the facts. We call it the old paper way. Go to measles. And the first thing that our staff would do would look up to see if this person was already in the system. So we go select the patient. The let's imagine that Kathleen's done her EDN feed and she's brought in this family, the Dakora family from Nepal. And so my staff in the ISIS group is going to look up Dakora. They're going to see Pierre's already in the system. So they're going to say, hey, we're going to use him. It automatically populates his information. So I just go down here and say safe. So when that happens, it creates an immediate disease event at the state. Now, my pager just vibrated because the event just got created, so it notified me through my pager. It also sent out an email to the local Board of Health. They can have it set up to go to their pager or their email, cell phone, whatever. So the local also would get a call from the epi of the day. We have epidemiologists that are paired with our local boards of health for immediate diseases. There's a set of diseases that we want the locals to do something with within 24 hours. So a couple things are going on in tandem. So I'm going to log out as a state user, and I'm going to log in as my Pat Brookman. I'm using her. She's a nurse that works in Worcester. So Pat would get the phone call. She'd probably already gotten her email, and she logs into the workflows icon. And again, Kathleen mentioned the workflows are nothing more than folders where diseases go. So Pat Brookman in Worcester has access to the whole list of diseases. TB is an immediate up here, but the one I want to focus on is here is this one case of measles. Now let me make this a little bit bigger. So Pat has been trained to go in, click on the folder, and she sees here is the Pierre and here's measles. So the first thing that Pat does at a local level is she assigns the event to herself. She finds the list in the drop-down. And so while she's doing that, the epidemiologist may have already assigned the case to themselves. So then it opens up back to that administrative question package, which is kind of where the administrative variables are at. If we scroll to the bottom, here are the set of steps that the locals do. They first say they've seen it. They say they're starting the investigation. They can also type in their name here. But for this exercise, I'll just say save. So what that does is by saying you've seen it, you're working on it, it takes it out of the notification folder and it puts it in a case, a workflow called CRF is incomplete. It's like a holding folder. But the cool thing I want to show you on this is she now sees automatically that it's a refugee event. So before, she would just pick up the phone and start calling the family or going to send the nurse out to the door. So now she knows it's a refugee family. She's the pilot, so we've trained her. Says, hey, it's read-only, which is cool. And she can go to the administrative question package, and she says when they arrived, But she scrolls down here. She says, who is the resettlement agency? Let me scroll up here. But more importantly, it tells her that the case manager is Mary Vu, and we've trained her to call. So this is exactly what she did. The measles case came in. She called Mary, and Mary said, this is what's been going on. We've got the interpreter that's gone out there. We will send the interpreter out with you when you do your initial assessment from the local health perspective. So it really has kind of linked the two programs together. And we also had another example in Brookline where we had a case of an infectious disease that Barbara Wesley, who's an infectious disease nurse for many years, and it just popped up there. She called and she said, this is great because I've never had the ability to know that these cases were being worked in tandem with the refugee program. So on a high, high level, that's kind of how it works. So, any questions? Yes.
I guess I'd like to know what sort of technology stack you're using for the system. And I mean, it's clear that you incorporated some stuff that you developed in earlier stages, probably like the Mark Sense and the security part and stuff like that. So if you did you design an architecture with this sort of view in mind, or has it just sort of grown, or you know, what's been the history of that? I guess that's
well, as I said, we bought Maven in 2005.
It's a
commercial off-the-shelf product. We were the first state to buy Maven. The vendors in the room, Joy, who literally was the person who slept at the office for a good 8 months, and we drove him crazy while we developed the system. But we had already, in the 2004 period, we had already incorporated our electronic lab piece and created that standard Loink and SNOMED code. So one of the things I didn't show you is this measles case. If we were to go to the lab piece and we did this manually, we click on here and here are all the standard Loink tests, and you would just pick the measles and then the SNOMED results pop up. So yes, it was all built, you know, it was a phased build, and then again we knew that we were going to bring the refugee group in, so we had all the standard Loink and SNOMED codes. It knows it's an immediate disease. It confirms it if it comes in electronically through that ELR piece of it. Did that answer your question?
Well, we built the refugee and immigrant health piece really in-house mostly. I mean, we've drawn Consilience to do the copy-done functionality that we're about to implement, but the system is highly configurable. So we were really able to work with our IT staff. Bo is also in the room, and they were able to help us.
So yeah, we don't have any Consilient staff on premise. We haven't had any software vendor probably 2-3 years now. So we have our own set of IT folks. So we build and we add things when we need them. For instance, the swine flu, we added the variables and the reports in about a week. I think our biggest impediment to adding stuff is we're hosted internally by the state of Massachusetts. It's called the Virtual Gateway. And that's probably our biggest impediment. I mean, the system, you can add things whenever you want and plop it right in, but getting it through these different QA development environments through these whole system checks and balances, because we're hosted through the state environment, that's the biggest downfall for us, speaking from an EPI, because there's lots of stuff that we want to add to the system, and we can certainly do it. We have the IT know-how, but getting it through the different checks and the balances and getting it through the virtual gateway. Yeah, we're on their schedule, so they tell us when we can deploy, and that's the biggest impediment. Yes.
Are you taking in electronic laboratory reports?
Yes, we have 67 hospitals and labs reporting to us electronically. It's HL7 2.3. We're also doing the 2.5. We have a portal that the data is going to come in, and it transforms it and then comes back in. So yes, we do the 2.3 and the 2.5. Yes. Yes.
You mentioned that providers have, is it read-only access to the records for the refugees, or can they, when they provide immunizations, when they do a diagnosis, can they enter the data in?
No, right now we don't have them do that because it's new and we want to, you know, have a little bit more control on our side for now. We're hoping that in the near future we can actually map in electronic medical records to feed directly into Maven. But right now the primary use for the providers is looking at those overseas medical records, because really before the newly arrived individuals themselves would carry those records in with them, so the providers wouldn't see them before the appointment. They'd have to quickly look at, you know, 15-page document in the appointment and then give it back, or then make copies.
I'm sorry, could we maybe get the technology stack question answered?
Yes, I'm sorry. Joy.
So the technology stack, it's a three-tier web application. And it supports Oracle DB2 SQL Server as the underlying database. The middle tier is a Java application, so it's a Java web application, and all the end user tracking is by the web. So it supports Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, Chrome. Does that answer your question?
Yes, so it's JavaScript, it's not PHP or?
It's not JavaScript, Java. Okay. So JSON pages, Java.
Yeah,
so JavaScript also used for the client side.
So when you have a short list of resumes coming in, I can see, you know, clicking individuals. If you had like 500 cases a day, is there a way to do an electronic match with resumes that come in?
You mean if they're, you mean if people come in?
Figure out if they're an existing person or a new person.
That's what we have that actually currently. So we use alien number, and when the EDN files are actually imported into Maven, there's a query done for alien number, and if the alien number already exists within the system, then that information coming in automatically appends to the existing refugee event.
And then also with laboratories, as the ELR comes in daily and 7 days a week, 24, just feeds in, if there's an already existing event, it appends it to that existing. If it does not meet our criteria in the algorithm that we've set up to merge, it puts it into a workflow for our staff. There's an event deduplication, and then there's a person deduplication. So we're flagging events and people as it goes. Yes?
What's your... New York was saying that they're at 77% accurate, like they cue the algorithm. What's yours?
Bo, do you have a question? Do you have an answer to that question?
It's 80%.
80? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a higher threshold.
A little bit higher. But if you can set it. I mean, we could change it. But based on our testing, 80% really works for us. So but you can go into the system settings back end and change it based on your needs.
What other departments are using it?
Within Massachusetts, prescription monitoring, they're fixing to roll that out to the 30,000 pharmacists. We also bought Maven for the MIIS, which stands for the Massachusetts Immunization Registry. So it's going to be Maven, which is nice because the locals who are going to get on the registry are going to see the same kind of UI, so it's nice. DYS, Department of Youth Services, use it to track their kids.
Right, Juvenile Justice, Medical Examiner.
The
HIV project.
Chats. Yes.
Not yet.
We're building that, and we knock on wood. Next week, we're supposed to hand the requirements off to our person right there, and they're going to build it. And by December 31st, that's the goal, is we will turn on STD.
So turn off STDMIS and turn on our system after January.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be within it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you.